This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria T. Bautista. Date of birth, June the 1st, 1961. Case ID number is 587-4974. Date of exam, August the 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Rio Grande State Center. Dated 2/13/23 and 11/14/22. Identifying information, this is a 62-year-old widow female with five grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypothyroidism, kidney problems, heart condition, hypertension, depression / anxiety, and vertigo. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in 2022, where she worked as a provider for 10 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 6 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her daughter and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number two, hypothyroidism. Number three, kidney problems. Number four, heart condition. Number five, hypertension. Number six, depression / anxiety. And number seven, vertigo. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2005, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, but no blurred vision or weight loss. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease and states she has a very mild diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant checks her blood glucose levels once per day and states that it usually comes out between 70 to 110. Today it was 98 mg/dL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.3. She is presently on oral medications. She is taking metformin 1,000 milligrams, BID, Januvia 100 milligrams QD, and Actos 45 milligrams QD. She is not on insulin. The claimant is a non-insulin-dependent diabetic, type 2, who appears to be stable in her glucose levels. Allegation number two, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2015 she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. However, her levels are normal now and she's no longer taking any medications and is just being observed at this time. Her condition has resolved. Allegation number three, kidney problems. The claimant states that in 2023, she was told that she was passing some blood in her urine. No medications were given, and she has been told that it's non-significant at this time, and that it may be coming from a cystitis. She has not been treated for this condition and very little history was provided for me to make an evaluation. Allegation number four, heart condition. The claimant states that in 2005 she was having left-sided chest pain that would radiate up to her neck and her left shoulder, which would last approximately 20 minutes, and a pain that she would have at least once a month. She did go to the emergency room, and she was told that there was nothing wrong with her heart and that it most likely was coming from her high blood pressure. She states that the chest pain is usually precipitated when she eats a lot of salt and sometimes with food intake. She is not on nitroglycerin tablets, but states that antacids help her with the chest pain. Her symptoms include occasional shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, history of smoking, menopause, and hypercholesterolemia. She does not have a family history of heart disease. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. She does have occasional shortness of breath and some pedal edema, but sleeps with only one pillow at night. She was diagnosed with stable angina secondary to uncontrolled hypertension. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. She has been evaluated for myocardial infarction and coronary artery disease and was found to be without any signs or symptoms of these conditions. Allegation number 5, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2005, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal and temporal headaches, but no blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this time was 164 over 90 mmHg, which is borderline high. She is presently taking metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams BID, and losartan, 100 milligrams QD, which she states does control her blood pressure most of the time. A repeat blood pressure reading was performed, and it was 140 over 85 mmHg, which is a normal reading. She appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 6, depression/anxiety. The claimant states that in 2004, she was having difficulty and was having problems with sleeping, and mild depression. She states at one time she did have suicidal ideation, but has never attempted to commit suicide. She is presently on no medications for depression at this time and does have some problems with mild memory. The claimant denies any problems with her appetite, sadness, anger, depression, decreased concentration, decreased focus, or decreased motivation. She states that she started taking a tea by the name of Romero that helped her to calm her depression and anxiety, and states that she no longer has any of these symptoms. Her condition is stable at this time and does not appear to need treatment. Allegation number 7, vertigo. The claimant states because she was anemic, she was having dizziness, which started in 2022. She was treated for the anemia and states that her dizziness has gone away. She appears to be stable at this time, and it appears to be dizziness secondary to anemia and not to vertigo in itself. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and watering the plants. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 3 hours, climb 5 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She states that she's unable to open up a jar top and has difficulty sweeping. She has no assistive devices she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Mario Echevarria. She presently takes Tylenol 1,000 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She states the only physical activity she does is watering her plants and walking a little bit around the house and the apartment area. Family history. Her father had a leukemia and died at the age of 90. Her mother died of cancer of the uterus at the age of 78. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams BID, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, losartan, 100 milligrams QD, Januvia, POQD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, two tablets, QHS, Actos, 45 milligrams QD, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, glucosamine, 2,000 milligrams with vitamin D3 QD, Tylenol, 500 milligrams, two tablets QD, and Flodiavane plus QD. That's FOLIVANEPLS. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, atherosclerosis of the legs, comma, depression / anxiety, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, obesity, comma, vertigo, comma, hematuria, comma, and history of anemia. Major surgeries, bilateral tubal ligation in 1990. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 25 years. Alcohol, the claimant states that she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 203 pounds, height 5 feet 2.5 inches tall, BP 140 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 37. General. This is a 62-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the poor sentence? The claimant has multiple missing teeth and poor dentation. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD is uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to extremities? after the last sentence, there is a large varicose veins of the left leg, which are tender and appear to be giving the claimant some discomfort. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the rumbar sign was negative. Could you please drop down to the last sentence in the musculoskeletal section. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Could you drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-ray of the thoracic lumbar spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right hip with pelvis, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time. Hemoglobin A1C is 7.3, which is fairly well controlled. Allegation number two, hypothyroidism, dash, has resolved. The claimant is presently on no medication, and her condition appears to be normal at this time. Allegation number three, kidney problems secondary to hematuria. She is not being treated for this condition at this time, and her physician has told her that there is no significance at this time with the blood that they find in her urine. Allegation number three, heart condition, secondary to angina from uncontrolled high blood pressure. Her condition has resolved. She has been evaluated for heart disease and appears to be normal at this time. Allegation number five, hypertension. Blood pressure at this reading was 140 over 85 mmHg. She is being treated with multiple medications and appears to be fairly well controlled. Number six, depression slash anxiety, not being treated at this time. She is treating herself with a herbal tea, which appears to be helping her. And she states that she no longer has any symptoms. Number seven, vertigo. The claimant states that she suffers from dizziness secondary to anemia, but states that she has been treated for her anemia and is feeling much better. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria T. Bautista.